It's Tuesday, September 16th. Let's play the waiver wire. Adam Azer and Dave Richard here on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. For a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com/CBS Sports and use the offer code FUN, F-U-N. Hey, Dave.
Fun.
That's right. Jamie will be in very soon. Dave, who's your number one waiver wire priority?
I think it's got to be Ahmad Bradshaw if I don't have him already. But I've got him already on a lot of my teams, and I am loving life with it.
Ahead of Nile Davis?
He would be ahead of Nile Davis. It also depends on what you need, which is what Jamie will say. But I think Nile Davis might be here to stay. I think we could see
Ahmad Bradshaw or Nile Davis?
Bradshaw's here to stay until he gets hurt, and that's inevitable. It's going to happen at some point, and I'm scared it's going to happen very soon because I just know how these things work. But he's the guy. Indianapolis realizes it now. Absolutely the guy that they have to go with. And I think as long as Nile Davis plays well, the Chiefs are going to split between him and Charles when Charles is healthy. They can't afford to let Charles get hurt again. Why would they take a hot hand off the field and replace it with Charles?
Split. It's like, just, give me a percentage.
50-50.
No,
I think I'm telling you, if Nile Davis has to acquit himself, if he plays as well as he did this past week against Denver, and he didn't have a great rushing average, if I recall correctly.
He didn't.
But he was very productive, and he helped keep that offense in the game. And if he keeps that up and helps win games for Kansas City, Jamal Charles won't be an every down back.
And he didn't have a good rushing average last year when he filled in for Jamal Charles. I think you're going a little nutty.
You think
now,
so?
I'm not saying that Nile Davis isn't a must add, because I will be looking to add him in a lot of leagues.
I also like Donald Brown.
But let's look at the numbers. 22 carries for 79 yards and 2 touchdowns last week against Denver.
And what did he do catching the ball?
6 catches for 26 yards.
Okay. So,
and last year,
over 100 total yards.
Oh,
very,
yeah.
Very Jamal Charles-esque.
No, but Jamal Charles is the guy who can average 5 to 6 yards per carry.
That's fair. Fine.
And last year, filling in for Jamal Charles in Week 17 at San Diego, who, as I recall, was not a good run defense last year, 27 carries for 81 yards and 2 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Again, fantasy production is going to be there. I'm not arguing about that. But
it's not going to be as big as Charles would have. Okay, maybe 50-50 is too much. Maybe it's like 53-47.
All right. Remind me to ask Jamie what he thinks, because I want to get another opinion on that.
They need playmakers.
That's a big statement right
they
there.
They need playmakers in that offense, and it's a high ankle sprain for Jamal Charles. We both know that high ankle sprains can be very problematic.
How long is he out?
They don't know.
That's usually like, what, a 4-week injury?
What usually happens is a player will try to like come back after 2 or 3 weeks, and they'll either struggle for another week, or they get hurt again, and then it's another 3 or 4 weeks. Look at Roddy White last year. He tried to not miss any time mm-hmm. with the high ankle sprain, and it took him 10 weeks to get back from it. It's a bad one. It's a serious
deal. Interesting that you're going with Bradshaw over Davis, knowing that Charles is probably going to be out of the picture for at least a few weeks. And Bradshaw is the most injury-prone running back in the world. But he does look great, Dave.
Looks
and Richardson
great.
Fumbled twice last night.
Yep. Lost one of them to the Eagles.
All right, we'll get back to the waiver wire stuff in a bit. Here's an email. Email of the day number one is from Joshua. Our email address is fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. That's the letter I. Please put something in the subject line to indicate it's a football podcast email.
Sweet meatloaf.
Sweet meatloaf works. Can I drop Mark Ingram and Knowshon Moreno in 2 separate leagues?
If they're small leagues, definitely. But I think when Ingram comes back, well, and this will also depend on how the running backs in New Orleans do while Ingram is out, and how Lamar Miller does while Knowshon's out. That's assuming Lamar
Miller
is healthy.
But Ingram's a 4-week
injury. There's a lot
going
on in Miami. Yeah, Ingram's is a 4-week injury, and Knowshon's could be a 2-month injury.
Right.
So I don't mind dumping Knowshon.
I don't think I'd drop Ingram.
It depends on what you need and how big your league is and what kind of running backs there are on waivers.
If you're 0-2, you know, things change. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're 2-0, I wouldn't drop Ingram. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Email of the day number 2 is from Justin. Where's Justin from?
Justin is from, I want to think of a place that I have never done before. Sherman Oaks, California. How's that?
It feels like you've said it before.
Because Sherman Oaks is a familiar place.
Yeah, I don't
have
know.
Ever been to Sherman Oaks?
No.
Neither have I.
All right, here's the email from Sherman Oaks. Hey, Peter, Ray, and Egon. I'm in a half point PPR league. Our All right. I'm in a half point PPR league. Are Sankey and or Romo droppable right now?
I still don't want to give up on Sankey. Dexter McCluster, by the way, foot was in a boot.
Yeah.
Which means that if he's hurt, that's going to push Sankey into a lot more playing time. So now's not the time to get rid of Sankey. I'm on strike two with Tony Romo.
I
don't blame him for his game in week two because DeMarco Murray just gashed Tennessee, and so he didn't have to throw. Maybe that's why you sounded like you were going to go against
him. No, I am going to go against you for a couple of reasons. One, you know, it's kind of like a baseball saying where a guy gets off to a terrible start and we say, well, if this happened in August, you wouldn't think twice about it. It would just be a slump. So I think you can take that approach with a lot of these guys. And two, Tony Romo, of the non-elite quarterbacks, has been probably the most consistent quarterback over, what, the last, like,
right.
6-7 years?
And he had games like this last
year.
Sure,
every quarterback does. So I don't really see a reason why he would be struggling unless he's hurt. And I think he'll bounce back.
How do you think he'll do this week?
I don't think he's droppable, put it that way.
I would be a little hesitant to drop him.
This week, who do they have?
I believe it's St. Louis in St. Louis. Let me
right,
double
it
check.
It is.
Why am I having a hard time?
Yeah, I if there's
this.
One reason to worry
no,
about
it's
it.
St. Louis and St. Louis.
It is, yeah. If there's one reason to worry about Romo, it's that DeMarco Murray has never really had this kind of workload. And they are really, really
and
relying on him.
Well, they did in week two because they just wanted to take the pressure off of Romo, and they didn't have to have Romo throw. They right. were ahead practically the whole game.
But then, 22 carries in week one, 29 in week two, that's unusual for DeMarco Murray.
It's a pretty big statement. It's not unusual.
I think it is.
It's not unusual for him to have close to or over 20 carries, Adam. That's not unusual. He's done it before.
Well, he's done it before, but in back-to-back games?
Yes.
It did not happen once last year, did
he? He didn't have it in back-to-back games once last year?
No. I'm telling you, that's the thing. His fantasy production was so amazing last year despite not really getting a lot of carries. You know how many times he had 20 carries last year? Three times.
How many times did he have 20 touches last year? I know that's a different stat, but I know.
I don't have time to do the math, but plenty of times.
Plenty.
Yes.
Okay. So the point is that he's always been very involved in the offense.
Touches mean points for Romo, though. Carries don't.
Yeah. That's a good point. That's fair. He's on the fence as a number one starter this week for me against St. Louis.
All right, we'll pick it up here a little bit. We got to get to the waivers. Email of the day number three is from Jason from Long Island. He says, "Dear Mahoney, Tackleberry, and Hightower."
I know where that's from.
Are you a Police Academy fan?
I like the early ones better than the late ones.
Yeah. Charles owner here, out of a $100 budget, how much would you bid on Niall Davis?
Because I think there's going to be some serious playing time for Davis beyond while Charles is out. I would bid a lot. I'd probably go half the budget.
Yeah.
And if that's too conservative for you, go even higher. 55.
Injuries, news, and notes presented by Squarespace. Minnesota activated Adrian Peterson. Then there was a report from KHOU-TV in Houston that Peterson was being accused in a separate case involving a different four-year-old son. TMZ reported that was an old case that was cleared. And right now, Peterson is set to play this week at New Orleans. What is your whole take on the Minnesota situation?
I'm only going to look at it from a fantasy perspective.
Yeah,
I'm not interested in giving my personal perspective. If he's active and he plays, you start him.
I mean, is Asiata droppable? Do you think?
No, if I've got AP, I want Asiata. That's a handcuff I have to have the rest of the season.
Ryan Matthews has a sprained MCL on his knee and reportedly will miss 4 to 5 weeks. So Donald Brown
will pick up his rushing down work. Woodhead should be able to start picking up a little more work as well.
No Sean Marino, dislocated his elbow. We talked about that. Could be 2 months.
If Lamar Miller's healthy, you're looking at quite a workload for him. The Dolphins also re-signed Daniel Thomas.
Does that mean Damian Williams is not worth picking up?
I don't think so. You could try stashing him for a week and see what it looks like after Sunday.
DeSean Jackson has a shoulder injury. Any word on that?
I think it's not serious. I believe it was a sprained AC joint. And he'll eventually be okay.
They have Philadelphia this week.
He'll want to play in that game.
Yeah, good point. Roddy White has a hamstring injury. He may not play Thursday against Tampa Bay.
If I'm the Falcons, I try and rest him.
Ben Tate, probably not going to play this week. Not a surprise. Doug Martin probably will play this week, Thursday at Atlanta.
I'm still not ready to drop Bobby Rainey, though. because
no, I don't think he can.
He looked great right. against a good run defense in the Rams. And I'll tell you what, if Doug Martin wasn't playing in this game, I would love Bobby Rainey this week.
Yeah.
I still kind of like him.
And Rainey, last year, received 20 or more carries three times. He scored 36 fantasy points at Atlanta. That's who he's got this week. 18 fantasy points against Buffalo and 7 fantasy points at St. Louis with a fumble. So 9 without it. So, yeah, he didn't do a bad job last year for sure. Where are we here? Vernon Davis. Oh, this is a bad one. I didn't even know about this one. MRI on his ankle.
Yeah, he left the game early against the Bears.
That could be a high ankle sprain for Vernon Davis.
He was on crutches after the game. We'll know more about his status on Wednesday.
And he has a dream matchup this week at Arizona. Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey played. Marshall caught 3 touchdowns.
Amazing.
Eric Decker has a hamstring injury. You think he plays this week?
It's the same hamstring that he messed up in training camp. I'm not sure he's going to play.
It's Monday night. Carson Palmer, bruised nerve in his shoulder.
He did not play last week. It sounds like he's got a chance to play this week against San Francisco.
Jacksonville sticking with Chad Henne. Minnesota sticking with Matt Cassel. But as you'll see, Jamie has both Bortles and Bridgewater on his waiver wire. Add column. Cecil Shorts expected to practice Wednesday. Meanwhile, tight end Mercedes Lewis out 6 to 8 weeks with a high ankle sprain.
So here's another example of a high ankle sprain and how long somebody could be out for. They vary in severity. So, you know, it could really be 3 weeks for Jamal Charles. It could also be 6 to 8. Chiefs aren't saying.
Greg Hardy will practice this week, but he may not play. Andre Ellington still dealing with foot pain.
But he's still playing.
A.J. Green could possibly return this week. Seems more likely, Dave, he'll be back after the week 4 bye.
That would make the most sense.
Do you expect Wes Welker at Seattle?
I do expect Welker. I don't have him projected, but I do expect him to play.
D'Angelo Williams against Pittsburgh.
It looks like he's going to at least try and practice this week. Ron Rivera seemed optimistic about him, which stinks. Because I'd love to have Jonathan Stewart with that workload all to himself.
Yeah, and Pittsburgh's giving up like 175 rushing yards per game.
You know what they've got? They've got good defensive players, but they're just playing very sloppy right now.
Lamar Miller versus Kansas City. Do you expect him?
As of now, I do.
MJD at New England.
I don't care.
Well, McFadden scored a touchdown. I mean, it's still important for a lot of people.
I wouldn't start him even if he were active.
Do you think he's going to play? Do you have any indication?
I have no indication that he'll play.
Rod Streeter at New England.
Same thing. I don't know if he'll play. Although I would care a little bit more about Streeter.
Allen Hurns versus the Colts.
He was on crutches after the game. That Jaguars offense is getting pretty bare here.
Dexter McCluster at Cincinnati.
We mentioned the walking boot.
Jordan Cameron against Baltimore.
As of now, no.
And people, I want to tell you really quickly about Squarespace.com. If you need to create a website, you got to go to squarespace.com. First of all, we've got a great offer for you. If you enter the offer code FUN, we've got a great offer for you on squarespace.com. And it's the fastest, it's the easiest way, and it's extremely cheap if you want to make your own website. I used it for my website. If you run into any trouble, they have great customer support. So that's something that you're going to really appreciate. You can get on an easy chat with Squarespace, and they'll help you out with the website. They've got beautiful designs, and they make it so that your website looks the same on the web as it does on your mobile device, which is huge, obviously, these days. Go and sign up right now. Start a free trial with no credit card required and build your website today. And when you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure to use the offer code FUN to get 10% off and to show your support for our podcast. And we want to thank Squarespace for supporting the Fantasy Football Today podcast. That's Squarespace, everything you need to create an exceptional website. Dave, Monday Night Thoughts, Philadelphia 30, Indianapolis 27.
Where do you want to begin? I feel like we've talked about the Colts running backs already, so let's get to Darren Sproles. Didn't play very much in the game, but when he did, just so impactful. And I think you're at the point now where you've got to consider Darren Sproles in the exact same type of conversation. Maybe I'll get flack for this. Same type of conversation as Percy Harvin, where you can't pinpoint exactly what you're going to get from them week after week after week, but it's going to be fun to start them and hope that they can kind of have a big smashing game and that you lead your fantasy team to victory. They're wild cards in your lineup that you can feel fairly optimistic about, and I think we're going to continue to see more playing time for Sproles.
What do you make of Jordan Matthews and Riley Cooper doing basically nothing?
Cooper had 2 targets into the end zone, and both times he came up empty. The ball touched him.
They tried to throw the deep ball. unsuccessfully.
Yeah, I was very. I feel good about where the Eagles' offensive line is after this game.
Yes, I thought they held up well.
When the pass rushers did get to him, you could tell that Foles was, you know, affected. Mm-hmm. But there were a lot of plays where he had time to throw. He should have had a better game than he did.
That's not a good defensive line, though. That's not a good.
They took on a pretty big injury too.
Yeah, Jones, but that was in the third quarter.
Still, they got in his face a little bit. It wasn't the fourth quarter. I think it was second quarter.
It was not the second quarter. It was at least the third quarter or the fourth quarter.
Might have been the third.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi, buddy.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. 19 fantasy points for Nick Foles. Jamie, let's look at the Colts. Trent Richardson, is he droppable?
I mean, it depends what you're looking for. If you want to make the switch to go to Ahmad Bradshaw, that's fine. I think he ran well before the fumble.
Fumbles.
Yeah. The lost fumble. And by running well, at least you know he was picking up work. He had over 90 total yards. It's hard to say that you would have been disappointed by that if you were forced to start him last week. The matchup this week is good against Jacksonville, so take that into consideration when dropping him. And like Dave always likes to throw out, if you saw him sitting there, would you pick him up?
I would.
And I think a lot of people would, given the fact that he's still going to get work, and Ahmad Bradshaw's not exactly the picture of health when it comes to the running back position. So, if you're in a 10-team league and you need to pick up Nile Davis, your first on waivers, that's an easy decision to make. If you need to pick up, one of these other guys, Kyrie Robinson, sure, drop Trent Richardson. 12-team league, 14-team league, it's hard to get away from holding on to him, at least seeing what develops, because they're going to give him work. I really think Pep Hamilton is holding this offense back by what they do, how they run things, and the way that they use Trent Richardson.
Dwayne Allen, one target, no catches. And I pointed out that Andrew Luck threw the ball, I think, 56 times last week, and Dwayne Allen had like 5 or 6 targets. So this time, Luck threw the ball 34 times, and Allen had one target. What do you guys make of that?
Love him this week.
Me too. Although, I can't say for sure.
How can you love him?
Because he gets Jacksonville.
Yeah, it's just it's a favorable matchup, and you've got to figure that Luck will go back to him after missing him this past week. That's the hunch, anyway.
So don't drop him.
I would not drop Dwayne Allen.
Would you drop him for Niles Paul?
No. That's what I was thinking about, is whether or not I would make that move.
I would if I needed some. The thing about Dwayne Allen is I don't know how many people are using him as their starter consistently. If you picked him up to replace Cameron or Reed and Paul is sitting there, I would do that.
Yeah.
And I would do it for Donnell as well.
I would do it for Donnell.
I think you're just looking at Niles Paul 2 weeks in a row has looked very good. And Kirk Cousins had no problem making him a focal point of the offense.
Just a few things I wanted to bring up here before we get into the waiver wire little section I call. Stuff I found interesting while looking at box scores that may help fantasy owners.
How'd that go again?
Stuff I found interesting while looking at box scores that may help fantasy owners. In case you're wondering about goal line carries, Giovanni Bernard scored from 4 yards out later in the game. Jeremy Hill scored from 1 yard out. And also, Bernard only averaging 3.4 yards per carry through 2 games. Anything to say about the Bengals' backs?
The yards per carry, that doesn't bother me for Bernard because he's getting so much done as a pass catcher. As an air back,
yes.
As Pete Prisco likes to say. The dude's a stud.
What was it Sunday?
It was 3.3 or 3.4.
It was really that low?
Yeah.
He's one of those guys that's not going to – I think he – and we heard this about Mark Ingram – Gio, I think, understands he doesn't have to hit the home run every play. So he'll take what's there, he'll chip away, and then he knows he can hit a home run at some point.
Terrence West's touchdown came from 9 yards
out. By the way, he averaged 15.8 yards per catch.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
So he's making up for it.
Terrence West's touchdown came from 9 yards out, so we didn't see what would happen in a goal line situation in terms of Crowell. Joique Bell has fumbled in both Detroit games so far, but got a lot more work.
Caught 6
passes. I don't know
about
snaps, but a lot more touches than Bush.
Well, would you like to know about the snaps?
Sure.
I bet you would.
You know it. Meanwhile.
I'll get back to you on that.
Kelvin Benjamin, only 2 catches for 46 yards, but if you're worried, he had 8 targets, tied with Greg Olsen for the most on the team.
He actually had a nice play in the end zone where he just couldn't get his second foot in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right, you're
Bell
right.
Bell played 42 of 72 snaps, most of any running back for the Lions. 58% of the snaps.
Antonio Gates, guys, he's obviously a major storyline. I want to remind everyone, he scored double-digit fantasy points in 3 of his first 4 games last season, and then Gates reached double-digit fantasy points twice in the remaining 12.
So high.
Okay.
You could.
You should.
You worried about those Denver stats? I've seen a lot of people in email and tweets saying that, you know, downgrading Monte Ball. I think it's a little premature. Denver had the ball for only 23 minutes and 46 seconds. And Seattle had the ball for 17 minutes and 45 seconds. So that'll skew some.
What do you think is going to happen this week?
Oh, against Denver, Seattle? One of them's going to have the ball.
Well, time of possession is going to favor one of these teams.
Danny Woodhead, if you're wondering about him, with Ryan Matthews out, he had double-digit carries once last year. It was in the playoffs. It was against Cincinnati on the road. 15 carries for 54 yards and a touchdown. Remember, Ryan Matthews played all 16 regular season games. He was a little banged up in the playoffs. So, do you think Woodhead is a double-digit carries guy?
No.
This
is why they got Donald Brown.
Right.
Yep.
All right, let's go to the waiver wire and talk quarterbacks. With RG3 out, we don't know how long, but for a while. Carson Palmer, he doesn't really know, but Dave said wouldn't be surprised to see him play this week against the Niners. And Sean Hill of the Rams dealing with a quad injury. Here's Jamie's priority list. Kirk Cousins, 8% owned. Joe Flacco, 61% owned. Cousins at Philadelphia this week. Flacco at Cleveland. Blake Bortles and Teddy Bridgewater, they're not going to start, but they're stashes. Let's talk about Cousins and how excited people should be for Kirk Cousins. And I want to look at his next four games. It's not great for Cousins. It's at Philadelphia, home against the Giants, Seattle at home, and at Arizona.
So two good, two bad.
Yep.
One good, one okay, two bad.
Yeah, exactly.
I still feel like there's enough quarterbacks to go around where you don't have to start Cousins this week unless you're desperate.
I want to remind everyone about how bad he was last year in the last two games of the year.
One good start, two miserable ones.
Two miserable ones.
But
and
this
that
offense,
good start was at Atlanta. We know how bad they were.
The offense is pretty good for him, though, this version of it.
Well, I'm sure you guys saw the Washington Post report.
Right.
That Jay Gruden wanted Cousins as his starter. Mm-hmm. But that would have been a poop storm.
Right.
In the franchise.
Was that from the Post? Poop storm?
I think so.
Okay, so how aggressive are you going to be with Kirk Cousins?
Well, I think in a 14 or 16 team league, RG3 was probably starting, at least going into the season. So that owner needed somebody.
I mean, more like you've got Romo, you've got Brady, you're not thrilled, you got Roethlisberger, you're not thrilled with your quarterback situation. A lot of people have to decide, do I go with Niall Davis if I don't actually need running back depth? Do I go with Donald Brown, or do I take Kirk Cousins to solve my quarterback issue? What do you do?
I think you could probably safely assume in every league the priority list on waivers is going to go probably the first six or seven running backs. Because receiver, as much as the injuries are, there's not a great replacement option. DeAndre Hopkins, Mohamed Sanu, Ruben Randle, those are the best of the bunch. And the two, and Sanu and Randle, they're owned in 65% of leagues or more on our site. So tight end maybe because of Paul and Donnell and those guys being available and Davis going out. But, I mean, think about the running back injuries, not just this week, but the guys that were hurt last week too, with Martin not playing and Ben Tate not playing. So I would probably put a dollar bid on Cousins. Like if I'm sitting on Romo and nothing else and I have, you know, few guys to get rid of that I don't really need, I'd gamble on it just to see, because if he does play well this week, this is the week you want to see him come out and play well. If he struggles this week, forget about it. It's going to be the same thing like Jake Locker. Everybody bought into Jake Locker last week. He ruined you.
Yep. Yeah.
And you're kicking him to the curb. So I think if you can get Cousins cheap, I would do it just to speculate if you need a quarterback. But if you don't, there's no bother. You know, you're not going to sit on him. I'd rather sit on Bortles. You know, I'd rather take a chance on Bortles.
So Cousins is not going to change your fantasy team. That's what I was getting at. He's not going to steal fantasy.
I don't see him.
Right.
I don't see him being that.
Now the one thing, though, if he does play well this week, next week we're going to be seeing him, because of all the bye weeks, he'll be a very hot commodity.
Against the Giants.
Right. In fact, I would argue that might be the better reason to pick him up, is for the matchup against the Giants. Maybe you consider that a favorable. Is that in New York or in Washington?
In New York.
You don't really really don't like the Giants secondary, right?
No, I'm not a big fan of it.
Well, they lost Walter Thurman for the year.
Right, and John Beeson's banged up.
Yeah.
Not that he's good for the secondary, but that punches a hole in the whole defense.
It does.
Anyway.
You know what? Let's take a quick look at week four and see which quarterbacks you should pick up now in advance of week four. Who's playing Dallas?
Doesn't matter. That defense is good.
No, it isn't. Dallas, no, they're not on bye. Dallas is facing New Orleans.
I've already got you beat.
Drew Brees in week four, you should pick him up. He's facing the Cowboys.
Phillip Rivers has Jacksonville in week four. Ryan Tannehill's at Oakland in week four. Eli's at Washington.
Yeah, it's Thursday night, though.
Yeah. Well, that's a reason to not get Kirk Cousins then for week four because it's on Thursday night. So, yeah, I'm not looking at any of these
Tennessee
guys.
At Indianapolis. Locker might not be the worst in that situation.
Might not.
All right.
I like Tannehill and Rivers better.
Let's move on. The cuts. Oh, yeah, Jamie, you didn't put Eli Manning on the list. Do you like him at all? He's got Houston this week. He had 19 fantasy points last week.
I don't think anybody's, like I said, picking up Eli Manning to start for them this week. Maybe next week. But, you know, I would speculate again on Bortles or Bridgewater.
And on the drop list, Griffin, Alex Smith, and Jake Locker. Locker's got a tough game this week at Cincinnati.
Could have brought it home. He had so many shots at getting that second touchdown.
Dave, tell us about FanDuel, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, it's the leader in one-week games, Adam. And this past week, Jamie and I competed again on FanDuel. And guess what? I don't know how Jamie did, but I got trounced.
I won money again.
Did you?
Yeah. And our good friend Larry Hartstein used my lineup again. And
how did he do?
He just sent me an email last night at like 2 in the morning saying that he won money. How much?
You don't know.
But there was a lot of exclamation points.
Oh, nice. So right. Probably a lot of money. No season-long commitment. Play for real money every single week. You can play for $1. You can play in a league with me for $5 every week. And if you use the code CBSWIN, they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. Up to $200.
Yeah, this week we're doing the $300,000 tournament.
Yeah. They give away crazy money every week. It's pretty insane.
CBSWIN, that's the promo code you need. And if you want more information, you guys are going to be writing about it, fantasynews.cbssports.com. Okay, this is a great week for running back replacements. Really good options out there on waivers as Charles, Matthews, Marino, Lamar Miller's banged up. Ingram's out a month.
We're ben celebrating Tate. Injuries.
Doug Martin probably going to play as of now, but D'Angelo Williams might play, MJD might play, Dexter McCluster probably not, and even Roy Helu is banged up. So, Nile Davis, we were talking about it before you got in here, Jamie. Dave is very high on Nile Davis and actually thinks there could be a 50-50
share.
Split if both backs are healthy. I say no way. But what do you think about Nile Davis?
I wouldn't say 50-50, but I could see 80-20, which is more than Davis had prior to the injury.
Yeah, okay.
Definitely could see that.
I think Charles would have to come back very strong from the high ankle sprain.
So Nile Davis is 36% owned. Tomorrow he should be blank percent owned.
Well, just given that waivers will run throughout the week.
Thursday, he should be.
No, I'm just, you know, he's going to be a nice to watch the progression. He'll be in the 70s probably by, you know, Wednesday morning. He'll be in the 80s by Thursday, and probably by Friday, you'll see him close to 100.
And do you like him this week at Miami?
Yeah, I have him ranked 9th.
Wow.
Yeah. Where do I have him? It's up there. I don't think it's 9th, but it's.
Dave.
Like, I would start him over.
I have him 10th.
Alfred Morris, Eddie Lacy, Le'Veon Bell. Monte Ball, Frank Gore.
Dave likes Bradshaw better in terms of just picking someone up on waivers, right?
I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And Jamie has Nile Davis 1, Kyrie Robinson 2. He's got Minnesota this week. And Ahmad Bradshaw 3. Bradshaw's at Jacksonville.
And then so you're Donald first Brown on waivers, 4. You're going to let Nile
Bradshaw.
Davis go?
I'll let Nile Davis
That's
go.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That is interesting. And Nile Davis... Where's the cutoff? Like, who are the must-add guys? Like, oh my gosh, this player cannot be unowned.
I think it goes through probably Donald Brown on that list.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be Nile Davis, Kyrie Robinson, Ahmad Bradshaw, and Donald Brown.
Who's after Brown?
Jonathan Stewart.
For this week, I would be okay with Stewart. D'Angelo Williams may return.
The one that's interesting is Rainey. That's not a must-add. What kind of role do you think Rainey's going to have going forward?
I think that's a split, too. No, I think it'll be better than that because they haven't seen anything from Doug Martin, and I don't think they like Doug Martin.
Are you guys worried about Doug Martin if you're a Martin fantasy owner?
I would be a little worried about him.
I'm just worried because he's hurt. I'm not worried about Rainey keeping him off the field.
And let me just say this about the whole Ahmad Bradshaw versus Nile Davis thing. I'm not getting Bradshaw first if I have Jamaal Charles. I'm definitely getting Nile Davis first. Okay. Now, if I'm a Jamaal Charles owner and I can't get to the top of the waiver wire, I might spend my Tuesday afternoon and evening trying to cut a deal for the owner to splurge on Niall Davis at the top of waivers and then trade for him.
How good do you guys think Donald Brown could be for the next 5 weeks or so?
He'll have a couple good games, a couple bad games. Schedule gets really nice.
The schedule is definitely getting nice for him.
You know, this week he'll be probably a good flex option for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the easiest of matchups going across country to play at Buffalo. But
yeah, not the way with that D. They're playing pretty good.
We'll see. Darius limped off the field, so that could be a problem for them. Mm-hmm.
$100 budget. Let's put it in perspective. How much on Niall Davis? Dave, I know you answered that. You said about half the budget. Jamie?
Easy.
Kyrie Robinson, how much?
Do you spend more than half on Bradshaw?
I don't think I would have to spend more than half on Bradshaw. I think I can get away with like 25 on Bradshaw.
How much on Kyrie Robinson?
And I'd rather spend 25 on Bradshaw than 55 on Niall Davis, assuming I didn't have any investment in any Chiefs or Colts running backs. What is it?
Sorry. How much for Kyrie Robinson?
You know, I think he's also a very good value. I bet you could spend about 13, 14, pick him up. I think he'll go for that. You think he'll go for more than that, Jamie?
It just depends what people need.
I like him.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And he's going to get a good opportunity.
In deeper leagues, he'll go for more than that.
Yeah.
In 10 to 12 team leagues, what do you think? How much would you spend on him, Kyrie Robinson?
I'd probably spend in the 15, 16 range.
Fine.
How about Donald Brown?
10, 11 range.
Yep. Robinson a little more than Donald Brown.
And then we have Jonathan Stewart, Bobby Rainey, Darren McFadden, Matt Asiata, Jeremy Hill, Damian Williams, Robert Turbin, Isaiah Crowell, Jonathan Dwyer, and Jerick McKinnon. That is the order in which Jamie ranks them in terms of priorities. Dave, anyone from that list that really piques your interest?
Jeremy Hill's an interesting guy, just because when the Bengals have these great matchups against poor run defenses, I think you're going to get a game like you got from him this past week.
This week, too, is one of them.
Yeah.
The reason I don't have him as high is because I kind of, you know, weigh the percentages a little bit. You know, so just trying to help people a little bit more in the deeper leagues. And I explain in the column also in playing the waiver wire that if Bernard Pierce, who's 78% owned, Justin Forsett, 76% owned, and Chris Ivory, who's 76 also, that if those guys are available in 10-team leagues, you know, don't rule them out. I probably should put them in perspective comparatively to the other guys. But, like, Pierce would be in that top group for sure.
Would you rather have Pierce or Niall Davis?
Oh, Davis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pierce is in the same conversation for me as Bradshaw, because you know you're going to get good work for the majority of the season. Pierce obviously is the starter. Bradshaw should be the starter. It's just a matter of, you know, who you value more.
See, I would rather have Bradshaw than
Pierce. No, I agree. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying they're in the same situation where there's – now Davis to me is a home run play. You're going to get maybe 3-4 weeks of amazing production. You're going to get maybe 3-4 weeks of amazing production for Kyrie Robinson. Bradshaw's sustainable if he can stay healthy. Bernard Pierce is sustainable just because of his role.
And just one more name I wanted to throw out there. If you own Arian Foster, should you pick up Alfred Blue? Jonathan Grimes has only 4 carries this season, and Blue got 11 last week.
I hope that's because Blue has taken over number 2 on the depth chart. I'm worried that it was, well, we're up big. Let's just let the rookie get some experience.
Yeah. Okay.
As of now, yeah, it's probably a safe idea to still handcuff
the Foster. The two guys that were drafted to be lottery tickets, Grimes and Hillman, get them out of there.
Right.
I mean,
I don't know. Well, not if you own
yes,
Devontae
C.J.
Ball.
Anderson and Alfred Blue are the better options right now.
What was the Denver situation with
Ronnie Hillman? Was active this week and did not play, and C.J. Anderson got, I think, 5 carries.
Okay.
So it's pretty clear, like I said 2 weeks ago, C.J. Anderson is the handcuff now to Devontae Ball.
And I still think, if you've got AP, you've got to get Asiata, just in case that whole
situation. Sit on Asiata
if you don't have AP.
If you picked him up this week.
Yeah. I wouldn't cut him.
Yeah, that's the guy you just got to wait it out because this situation is very fluid.
Sure. Potential drop candidates at running back.
I'm hoping people drop Asiata so I can pick him up.
Potential drop candidates at running back. Sean Green, 70% owned. Andre Williams, 61% owned. Devontae Freeman, 60% owned. And LeGarrette Blount is 58% owned. Any beef dropping those guys? Like if you own
I'm so torn on Andre Williams.
Well, I'll tell you the way that I wrote. I'm sorry, Dave. The thing I said was I hate saying to drop these guys because of what just happened, but if you're in a 10-team league, those guys got to go.
Sure.
Yeah. But and they might sit on waivers for a little.
But
while.
Not for Jonathan Stewart, for Niall Davis, for Ahmad Bradshaw.
Well, of course.
But not for.
But even for Donald Brown and Kyrie Robinson.
But if you're one of the people that did the zero RB thing and picked up Freeman and Williams and you know. Like, I was showing you my team in our podcast league. I think it was our podcast league, where I picked up Terrence West and Niall Davis, and now my team looks amazing, you know, because I have these guys now after my two big guys that I drafted were C.J. Spiller and Fred Jackson, you know, because I went, it's a 14-team league, and I didn't take a running back until round four. If you have guys that are relevant, then it works for you. But if you went and unfortunately got guys that aren't relevant right now, then even in some of those deeper leagues, you got to get rid of them. To pick up Jonathan Stewart because you need somebody to start for you right away.
Read the potential draft candidates again.
Sean Green, Andre Williams, Devontae Freeman, LeGarrette Blount.
Stack those names up against Bobby Rainey, Darren McFadden, Matt Asiata, Jeremy Hill.
Well, the only way that
is
it's
there any question
is,
which group you'd rather pick from?
If I own Le'Veon Bell and I'm not like dying for running back, am I going to drop LeGarrette Blount for Niall Davis?
Right.
Fine.
I don't know that I will.
That's fair. That's the whole handcuff issue.
You wouldn't drop him for Niall Davis?
I would drop him for Niall Davis.
For Niall Davis, you're making that move. Again,
I said, Niall Davis, I would.
I said this to you previously.
For Bradshaw, I don't think I would.
You have to weigh, is LeGarrette Blount the starter for the Steelers better than the names Dave just suggested? Right now, while they're starting.
But what about 6 weeks from now when Jamal Charles is playing?
I understand that, but is he? But 6 weeks from now, you may be 2-4 over that stretch where you could be 4-2 because Niall Davis won you a few games.
Yeah, I said you got to be stacked at running. Yeah, okay, fine. I agree.
It's just weighing it. You know who's going to help you more now? And look, we could be talking next week that Le'Veon Bell got hurt, and here we go again.
Say that
week two sucked. Okay, I'm just going to say that this was awful. Wide receiver injuries, AJ
Green.
How did
Green, you do in your leagues, Adam?
2-6. Really crappy.
Oh, so that's why it was awful.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jamal Charles, pretty big
it
player
was,
for me.
It was a pretty wacky week. Go ahead.
AJ Green, DeSean Jackson, Eric Decker, Rod Streeter, Tavon Austin, Allen Hurns, they're all hurt. So here are the priorities, and we don't have to spend as much time on wide receivers as running backs. DeAndre Hopkins, 76% owned. 5 targets in each of the first 2 games, 1 touchdown in each of the first 2 games, 3 catches, 22 yards, and a touchdown at Oakland, and he's at the Giants this week.
I'm not enthralled with him, but I think if you need a receiver at this point, why not?
I don't know if he's the best name on this list.
Reuben Randall, Mohamed Sanu, Brian Quick, James Jones, Andrew Hopkins. Who's the best name?
I'd have to think about it. I'm interested in hearing opinions on it. My take, just from looking at the list, I like Hawkins in PPR probably the best. If I need a short-term fix, meaning like 1 week, it's Sanu. But I still have a feeling about Reuben Randall. I know he's not in the right place at the right time. The offense isn't clicking yet. But he makes plays for them.
He not did a huge it Randall Arizona. Guy, but Jernigan's hurt now, so
yeah,
I can't.
And as
I
soon as they
him.
Start to figure out that Randall's the best receiver in that offense, there, I said it. As soon as they figure that out, his numbers will go up. I think Randall would probably be my favorite pick.
Yeah, Sanu this week, if AJ Green doesn't play, they're facing Tennessee.
Right. There's a lot of guys I'd love to stash here, too.
And Brian Quick and Andrew Hawkins in PPR leagues, are they kind of must-ads?
Yeah.
Hawkins first and then Quick. Quick looks great.
I would go the other way.
You'd go Quick first?
Yeah.
How come?
Just like what I've seen. Targets have been there. 18 targets in 2 games. Mm-hmm. It's pretty impressive.
Hawkins has 22 targets.
Yeah, they're both playing well.
Yeah, James Jones is actually playing quite well, even though he fumbled twice on one play. But he had a huge game.
He did.
And Streeter's hurt.
And now they're at New England.
If Streeter's out for a while, then James Jones is someone to look at.
He's going
to
get Revis. It's not going to be good.
Aaron Dobson, Harry Douglas, Devontae Adams, Allen Robinson, Miles Austin, Jason Avant.
I loved Adams getting 7 targets. I'd love to see him progress a little bit more. Could he bump Jarrett Boykin off the field?
He basically did after Boykin dropped a red zone target.
Mm-hmm. And Dobson's a great guy to stash.
How do you feel about Allen Robinson?
Not bad. You know, especially now that Hurns is banged up and Shorts is still banged up.
He might get a lot of work this week.
Potential drop candidates include Riley Cooper, Jarrett Boykin, Brian Hartline, Danny Amendola.
All of them. Put them all in the guillotine. Okay. The fantasy guillotine.
I originally had on there, and I took him off just because I don't want to give up yet, but Justin Hunter.
How about Anquan Boldin?
No way.
Not yet.
No way.
How about Marcus
Wheaton? This week could be a big week for Boldin because Peterson's going to shadow Crabtree.
And there might not be any Vernon Davis.
How about Marcus Wheaton?
Wheaton?
I think
I'm waiting on him.
Yeah, there's still reason for optimism there.
All right, tight ends. Vernon Davis, Mercedes Lewis, Jordan Cameron, and Jordan Reed are hurt. We don't know. Who do you think plays out of those four?
I think Davis might be the only one that has a chance to play.
Lewis is out for like 6 weeks.
That's true.
Lewis is out for a while. Reed, I don't think he's going to play. I think Cameron's shoulder is worse than they're leading on. I don't know where Davis is at with his ankle. All four of them might be out.
Well, it's time to talk about Delanie Walker already.
Let's get to it.
He's had two big games, had 14 targets against Dallas and caught 10 passes for 142 yards and a touchdown. This coming after three catches for 37 yards and a touchdown on five targets in week one at Kansas City. At Cincinnati this week, Delanie Walker's number one for Jamie, followed by Niles Paul, who's had two big games, over 80 yards in each of them, caught a touchdown last week, 11 targets. He's at Philadelphia. Larry Donnell has had two good games, 8 points or more in each, and he's against Houston. Is there like a big three there and then kind of a drop-off after that?
Yeah, and I'm taking it back. I'll take Niles Paul ahead of Dwayne Allen.
Okay.
I'll do
change your mind.
Just the fact that he had 11 targets against Jacksonville, and I think Washington's going to be in their fair share of games where they're going to have to throw, and if Deshaun, for whatever reason, just continues to not click, and I think Cousins will probably be the better fit for Paul than he would be for Deshaun, then I like Niles Paul.
I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken, Philly was good against tight ends last year because their secondary was so bad on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And they've gotten off to a good start. Granted, it was Mercedes Lewis week one, but they did.
Lewis played like garbage in that game.
They did negate.
And then yesterday, Allen didn't get anything.
And Fleener.
Right.
So that's the one thing I would caution people about Paul. But I think, again, the Redskins tight end, how Gruden uses them, how athletic both Reed when he's healthy and Paul seems to be, those guys are almost going to see a lot of time outside as much as they will inside, especially as Dave pointed out. If Jackson's not there.
And Donnell is just the apple of Eli's eye right now. He's an easy target, and defenses are focusing more on the receivers for the Giants than Donnell. That might change. It could change.
Yeah, now he is coming off a brilliant matchup, though, against Arizona.
Brilliant.
And now Detroit has has struggled against tight ends twice.
Right, and now he's got Houston.
Yeah.
You can't really get a gauge of Houston's
defense. Right.
Yeah, exactly. But Niles Paul did have a big game against them. In week one.
Yep.
Delanie Walker, is he a must-add? Is he a stud? Is he a breakout tight end?
You have to look at him that way now. I mean, after the two games that he's played, you know. Granted, Dallas, I think, which is why I would hate saying this, Jared Cook may be a sleeper this week. But Dallas is obviously going to be miserable against tight ends based on what we saw the first 2 weeks. So take that into consideration. They may be this year's Cardinals. And with the way that Jake Locker's struggling to connect with Hunter, you know Kendall Wright's going to have his role. He's fine. Walker may be that guy that ascends to the second spot.
Could it possibly come to pass that Walker starts getting attention that frees up Justin Hunter?
I hope so.
Rest of season, who would you rather have, Greg Olsen or Delanie Walker?
Olsen's played well. You know, it's hard to say that he's going to, you know, struggle. The thing that's eye-popping is that Walker is such a difference maker as an athlete. You know, he's just able to run away from people. Mm-hmm. Olsen's not that type of player.
Yeah.
Zach Ertz or Delanie Walker?
Oh, Ertz.
Ertz.
Antonio Gates or Delanie Walker?
That's a good one because both guys are clearly sell-high candidates.
Yeah, but you're not going to get anything for Delanie Walker.
You might with those four tight ends that are
missing? I don't think you're
going to
get very much. I don't think you'd get much. You'd get a ton for Gates right now. Tons
by the way,
for Gates.
Jamie, did you lose to Lock and Fora in our Fantasy Football Today League because he picked up Antonio Gates?
And then didn't start him?
He didn't start him.
Oh, he didn't start him?
He didn't start him.
He had Dwayne Allen.
Somehow
great.
That makes you feel better, doesn't it?
No,
after you cut
Antonio
Gates.
The whole Antonio Gates saga of that week was so funny. I offered him Lock and Fora for T.Y. Hilton. He sends me an email, what do you think, I'm stupid? Then I'd cut Gates. He picks him up.
But who's more stupid, you or him?
Oh, well, I'm the idiot who dropped dropped Philip Rivers for Jake Locker in one league. So
you also dropped Antonio Gates for whatever you got.
Well, I could
have
dropped Jimmy Graham, but I decided to drop Antonio
Why
Gates.
Why did you have to drop either one of them?
Matt Asiata I picked up. So I'd do it again 10 out of 10.
Did you start Asiata?
Those are the only two guys you could have dropped?
Wow. That's like a tragedy. That's a fantasy tragedy.
Is that one of the ones you lost?
Yeah, I lost. Not by much, but I lost to Darren Sproles.
At least you picked up Matt Asiata and Matt, not Matt Asian.
Yeah, or somebody that I misspell, yes. That's a baseball joke. I picked up J.D. Martin instead of J.D. Martinez.
And we lost.
And we lost to J.D. Martinez in the finals. So there you go.
And Big Herc.
DST streamers. The Saints have Minnesota. The Colts are at Jacksonville. And the Chargers are at Buffalo. Doesn't seem like a great week for DST streaming. Am I wrong?
I think the Colts are going to be awesome this week.
They should be, unless it's Bortles.
It's a must-win game.
Unless it's Bortles.
I'll still take him against Bortles. I love Bortles.
I love how you and Pete Prisco just think Blake Bortles is going to go in there and light it up.
Would he be better than Henny? Yes or no?
Yeah, he'd be better than Henny.
That's all you need to say.
But who's not better than Henny?
Exactly. That's all you need to say. He's better than Henny.
That's a very low bar. Very low bar.
It is a very low bar.
Kicker streamers, Greg Zuerlein, Chandler Catanzaro, Randy Bullock. Not spending any time on that.
If you've got Nate Freeze as your kicker, find another kicker.
Gross. What's up with that? Remember, didn't he not miss one field goal in college?
Yeah, and now he's already missed.
I like him this week.
A bunch. Well, he's got to make a field goal first.
Good game last night, by the way, huh?
It was a great game.
A lot of fun. And the Sunday night game.
Flag.
Unbelievable.
Flag. Yeah,
the Niners gave that one away.
That was. I think that was the worst loss of the week. Like, a loss that
I would
say
that the Browns, Saints, probably worse.
Can we talk about the best thing of the week?
The Giants, the Saints, and the Niners.
Wait, can I tell you something funny, though? So I was down to my brother-in-law by 30-some-odd points, and the only quarterbacks I have in that league are Cutler and Palmer. So obviously I had to play Cutler. Mm-hmm. So I play Cutler, and I think I even asked one of you. I was like, oh, Jeffrey's going to – it was Dave. Jeffrey's going to play, and I had Carlos Hyde in my flex spot. I'm like, I need a home run, so I got to hope that the Niners just blast them and Hyde gets like some garbage time production. We end up tied.
Oh.
If I play Jeffrey, because Hyde had a donut, if I play Jeffrey,
you
I win.
You would have
won. Yeah. That's
how at least you didn't lose.
Huh?
By the way, you have a name for your child now, don't you, James?
Yes. Well, you know it. You were there.
I was there.
Very sorry.
You skipped out.
Very sorry.
Worst friend ever.
I guess Brian.
You guess? Oh, you don't know the name.
I don't know it.
You know the name. All right. So,
I told him that it wasn't Brian.
It's not Brian. Okay. So I'll throw out some names. He's named after, not because of this, but he's named after a very prominent football player.
Tom.
So I'll throw out some names to you. You tell me.
Peyton Eisenberg.
You tell me if this is accurate.
Okay.
All right. Aaron. Brady. Colin. Eli.
Eli.
Russell.
Eli Eisenberg.
Shane.
No, it's not Shane.
Andre.
Too much crap for that. It's either Aaron or Eli. I'm gonna go Eli.
It's Eli.
Yay, all right.
Spelled definitely though. E-L-Y.
E-L-Y.
Yes.
I love it, man. It's a great name.
Thank you.
I was trying to get Jamie to tell you that he named the baby Adam.
It is funny though that you went with our two final choices.
They're both really good.
Yeah. Except it wasn't gonna be A-A-R-O-N.
It was gonna be what?
It was gonna be more it would look more like in Hebrew. Aaron, E-H-R-O-N. Those were our final two choices.
Okay. Oh, so you were going with the E.
Yes.
I got the A-A, I like the E.
Yeah, after my wife's grandmother.
E-2.
Here we go. Emails, fantasyfootball@cbsi.com from Connor in Stonington, Connecticut. Hey, Adam, Jamie, and Dave. Should I drop Dennis Pitta for Antonio Gates?
I wouldn't do that, but I can understand people who want to.
I would want to drop somebody else for Gates and then trade Gates. I guess you can't really do that, though. How is Gates available in a 12-team league? Oh, only four bench spots.
Hello? How is Gates available in a 12-team league? Because people like Adam dropped
him. He wasn't a top 12. He was like 13th, right?
But even after week one, he was worth owning. He certainly warranted
a roster
spot. I wouldn't
have dropped. I had Jimmy Graham and Antonio Gates, and I had to drop someone.
I think the thing that ruined you, really?
No, I tried to trade him.
I think the thing that ruined you was the injuries and dropping him. Like, if you could have sat on him somehow, some way.
He didn't have that great of a week one. And it was against
Arizona. Nobody expected last week.
Yeah.
I mean, you can in your right mind.
I would be fine dropping Gates because I think, like, if you had to, I'm not buying it. You guys both called him a sell-high candidate. He got worse as the year went on.
Yeah,
he's not catching three touchdowns.
But I still think, though, you could have. Was that the only owner you approached, was Jason, for a trade?
No. But nobody trades in our leagues. Because we all have 15 leagues. right? It just doesn't happen. I know how our leagues work.
Why? You and I traded a couple times last year.
Yeah, I made like three or four trades last year. It just doesn't happen very often. They're not active leagues.
They are active leagues.
That's too bad. I feel sorry for you.
You do?
Yeah, it's more fun to be in leagues where there's trades.
You should have traded with Prisco. He would have definitely. He was all over the Chargers last week.
Okay. I don't know if I can trade with him week to week, but I'll try. John from Fredericksburg, Virginia. Hey, Owen, Vince, and Will. Who's Will? Oh, Farrell. Wow. Okay. Okay, never mind. I need help. I'm 0-2. I don't know what to do with my running backs. Trade, cut, or stay put? Adrian Peterson.
Phew. You got to stay put. Nobody's buying him.
Monte Ball.
Hang on to him.
Stay put.
Pierre Thomas.
Man, that team looked good coming into the season.
I know, right?
Pierre Thomas, put. I'd stay put.
Absolutely. Now you don't know how it's going to shake out.
Lamar Miller.
Same thing.
Yeah, could be a starter for a month.
Or you could try to trade him to the No-Shawn owner, maybe. Try to get something out of him.
You're not going to get a running back out of him because the guy that's got No-Shawn needs as many running backs as he can get.
Bishop Sankey.
Unless you're trading Miller and AP for LeSean McCoy.
This is an interesting time for Bishop Sankey because Sean Green, they got away from.
Five carries.
McCluster stunk and got hurt.
Let's call Bishop Sankey. We're going to nickname him Spray Paint.
Spray Paint?
Or no, we're going to nickname him Graffiti because the writing is on the wall.
Ooh.
You like that?
Fancy pants.
It's not bad.
Graffiti?
Off the top of my head, the writing's on the wall.
Look how proud you are. That's terrible. All right.
Jason from Lexington.
How about we call him Bishop Risey?
That's not bad. I like graffiti better. Jason from Lexington, Kentucky. Dear Hall, Nash, and Hogan.
Yeah, I know what that is.
Is that wrestling?
Yeah. It's the NWO.
You don't know that?
No.
Of course not. He's too busy playing his guitar.
I have a question. I have a question about the waiver wire. 6 points for passing touchdown. It's rather thin. Basically just Niall Davis and Kirk Cousins. I have the number one waiver wire priority this week. I lost RG3. My backup is Locker. I also lost Ryan Matthews. I have McCoy, Pierce, Zach Stacy, and Crowell. So do I go for Niall Davis or Cousins?
Davis. And then you try and get Cousins on the second go round.
Right. You try and get
which you might be able to get.
Let's just say he's not going to get him. I mean, this is the situation I'm talking about.
Oh, well, then it's Jake Locker time. Or you just see who gets cut this week. There's going to be some
start
people
Eli Manning over Locker this week?
They're the same type of player.
Yeah, neither one's awesome.
Travis from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Dear John, Huns, and Carl.
Huns.
That is a typo. That would be Hans, and that would be Die Hard.
Bubby.
Exactly.
Huns,
Booby, Babby. I'm first on waiver
wire. That was the line. Huns.
Give me my detonators.
I'm first on the waiver wire. Someone cut Joik Bell. Ugh. Should I pick him up over Niall Davis, Antonio Gates, Kyrie Robinson, or Donald Brown?
Yes.
It depends on who you have, but probably most definitely yes, Bell. Hello, for the long term.
Mr. Azer, Mr. Eisenberg, and Mr. Richard.
Boring.
Those are fantasy writers' parents.
Matt from Michigan, who lives in Alabama and spelled my last name wrong. It's a Z, not an S.
Right.
Those are Zs. I'm in a 12-team league. I have the number one waiver wire this week. I have Tom Brady. Should I pick up Cousins or go with Niall Davis or Bobby Rainey?
Niall Davis.
Niall Davis.
Do you guys still have faith in Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's... He didn't have to throw last week, and I don't think he's going to have to throw a lot this week. Right.
There's a few quarterbacks like that this week.
There are.
Great a trade and finish here. Patrick from a town in Central Texas. Hello, Willie, Seymour, and Edna. I give up...
Tuscola, Texas.
I give up Terrence West. I get Keenan Allen. In a half-point PPR league, I have Ellington, Forte, Le'Veon Bell, Bradshaw, and D'Angelo.
I would first try to give up Bradshaw. See if they'll do that. And if they don't do that, then if you really need help at wide receiver, I think that's the right kind of move to make. I think Keenan Allen has a great jump here.
Great the trade.
Coming up. In terms of which side I'd rather be on?
A C is even, Dave. He gave up Terrence West.
I don't give
Keenan C's. Allen.
I give A's and F's. That's an A trade.
Jamie Gray the trade.
Tell him to me again.
Terrence West, giving up West, getting Keenan Allen.
Half point PPR.
Got good running backs.
That's an A because Terrence West's shelf life isn't very long.
Thanks,
I don't
guys.
Know about that. I think it might be a little longer than...
Well, I'm sorry. His shelf life as the featured guy is not...
Can I make an apology?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry for what I did on Friday. I recorded a podcast where the sound came off as a little weird, and
all of a sudden the podcast sounded like this.
Yeah.
And so I sounded like I was...
I don't think anybody can hear you right now.
Oh. Well, that's nope, okay, because I couldn't really hear Jamie much.
The funny thing is, nobody guessed properly. Nobody guessed right.
Everybody thought we recorded
audio.
It in the bathroom.
Yeah. Jamie's mic was off.
We weren't in the bathroom?
We weren't in the bathroom.
We were right here in
the guesses, Jamie's mic was not off. All the guesses were wrong. And you're just going to have to...
Could I have been going to the bathroom?
I would hope not.
So, to make amends, I'm going to refund everybody's money. Thank you.
All right, we're done.
You're so sweet.
Aww. Thank you all very much for listening. We're back tomorrow with another edition of the Fantasy Football Today podcast. Bye.
You see how valuable you are, Adam? Bye.
Something like that.